hand and clap one more time. We thank God for a choir who doesn't come to perform, but a choir who comes to minister. The praises and the glory and the honor of God. For those of you all who are saved, those who are unsaved, and those who may not be sure where your salvation lies this morning, I greet you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It is an honor to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I am thankful to be back with you all. I was over last Sunday at the 9 o'clock and a 10:30 service with our brothers and sisters at Epworth United Methodist Church. And it was such an honor for me to be there with them and to be in fellowship. But it's nothing like being at home, amen? Amen? Nothing like being at home. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity to be back with you all and to see how God continues to bless us here on this corner at 8200 Emery Grove Road. For those of you all who are not with us during our time of sharing, we're going to be coming from Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. When you get there, can you say amen? You don't have a Bible, just look up at the screen. And I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And the Word of God says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." For the brief time that we have and the moments that we have remaining in service, I would like to preach from the subject, Prayer's Gym for Spiritual Health. Prayer's Gym for Spiritual Health. Let us pray. Spirit of living God, we thank you for your presence in this place. Now, God, I ask that you will fall fresh on this, your servant. God, minister unto me even as I minister unto your people. For God, if you don't speak in this place, your people won't receive a word. God, we pray that somebody might be encouraged, that bowed down heads might be lifted up during this time of sharing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So one of the things that I've been diligently seeking God about and diligently trying to figure out a path in order to do was to begin to incorporate health, physical health, into my preaching. I've been in the public health arena now for over a decade, and I really haven't seen a clear path that I can really begin to incorporate our physical health. I know we talk a lot about our spiritual health on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis, but many of us are dying every day because we're not living a good physical health. And so I'm very excited because I think God has shown me a clear path to begin to address some of the issues that we deal with. I know we oftentimes like the fried chicken and the macaroni and cheese and the ham and all that stuff, but the reality is oftentimes because of our lifestyle, we end up coming down with a lot of chronic conditions that really can be avoided if we live a lifestyle that is conducive to health. And so one of the things that I did this week was a couple of weeks ago, I decided to go back to the gym. And I know oftentimes the gym can be a very intimidating place for people, but as I was looking at the scripture for today, and one of the things for those of you all who may not have been with us on first and second Sunday, we've entered into a preaching series about spiritual discipline. And on the first Sunday, Pastor Warner talked about tithing. On last Sunday, Minister Tyree Newman talked about Bible study. And today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the spiritual discipline of prayer. And as I was in the gym this week and as I was moving around and really focusing on, you know, where it is that God would have me to go in our time of sharing, he really began to impress upon me how much we can learn from going to the gym that can apply to our prayer life. So if you stick with me for a little while and you walk with me along this journey, there's some things that I want to talk about. And there's an exercise regimen that I want to talk about that if we apply it to our prayer life, that we will begin to revolutionize some things. There's some situations and circumstances that we might go through that might not seem as big because of the fact that we're spiritually working out in our prayer life. And there are three components to the exercise program that I want to talk about today for you note takers. And the first one I want to talk about in our prayer life is stretching. Somebody say stretching. So the reality is stretching is probably one of the most important components of any workout. And it's oftentimes the most overlooked component and the least used component of any workout. And the reason why it's important that you incorporate stretching into your workout is because it's a necessity before you start working out, and it's also a necessity after you work out. And the reason why it's important that you stretch out before you work out, and you'll see some of the points on the screen, it improves your performance of physical activities. And so oftentimes, most of us sit all day, every day. We sit on a couch, we sit in our cars, we sit at work, you know, we sit on the train, we sit in a cab or Uber or a Lyft or however you get around. And because we're not physically active at the level that we should be, it's important that we stretch so that our muscles are able to get to the point where they're ready to receive or they're ready to be receptive to whatever type of activity that we're going to be doing during our time of physical activity. It also decreases the risk of injury. Now, if any of you all have gone to the gym, especially around January when everybody's in there, you can always tell who those folks are who don't normally come to the gym. You can always pick them out, especially in the cardio area, because they're those people who are like on the treadmill running at 7, and they haven't even been in a gym. You know, and after 5 or so minutes, you know, they're like, oh, I'm so tired. Or, you know, you see them sitting to the side or really not doing anything. And they don't realize that in order for you to start out your workout properly, you really need to spend about 10 or 15 minutes just stretching your muscles, getting your body prepared and getting your body prepped so that whatever amount of time that you're physically exercising, that your body is open and receptive to receive whatever it is that you're going to do. It also helps your joints to move through a full range of motion, as well as enables your muscles to work most effectively. Now, you may be looking at me saying, well, Reverend Holt, what does it have to do with my prayer life? And like I said, if you stick with me, if you walk with me on this journey, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to try to help you in your prayer life in order to get to where God wants you to be. Now, if you got up this morning and if you opened up your eyes and if you engage with anybody, you know that oftentimes there are situations and circumstances that come our way that cause us some issues. And the reason why we need to spend time stretching in our prayer life is because when we get to the point where we spend time and we spend communication with God, God can prepare us for the foolishness that's going to come our way. The reason why some of us are so frustrated, the reason why some of us are so irritated, the reason why some of us have such an attitude is because we have not spent time stretching in our prayer life. I'll give you a good example. Have you ever been in a meeting, or have you ever gone to school or gone to a testing setting? You know, you're nervous and you're anxious and it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I don't know, you know, if I'm going to pass or not. And you end up praying and you go into the meeting and it seems like there's a peace that comes over you. Have you ever been in a setting where somebody has gotten, who used to get on your last nerve, and when you come into their presence, there's something different about the way that you react? Have you ever been in a setting where the devil tried to come after you in some way, shape, form, or fashion in the past, but when he tried to come at you again at a different time frame, because you spent time in prayer and because you spent time in meditation, there was a different reaction that happened? That's what we call spiritual stretching in prayer. That's why we need to spend time in the face of God. That's why we need to spend time talking to God, but more importantly, listening to God, so that when situations and circumstances come our way, we don't get frustrated. We don't want to cuss people out, but we can say, greater is the God is in me than he that is in the world. Sometimes we need to sit in the face of God so that we can understand that even though the enemy is trying to come against us with everything that he has, that God has owned a cattle on 1,000 hills. Even though the bill collectors are calling me and my phone is ringing off the hook, God, you are my source and you are my provision. We have to stretch physically so that we will be able to have the full range of motion. So that no matter what's going on in our spiritual life, as we go through tests and as we go through trials and as we go through temptation, because I've spent time stretching in my prayer life, I'm able to bend back a little bit further. I'm able to stand up a little bit straighter. I'm able to walk forward with boldness and with assurance, knowing that God is my source and strength. Stretching is so overlooked, but it's so necessary. And if we begin to stretch at the beginning of our day, even before you get out the bed, before you put your feet on the ground, God, I pray that you would orchestrate everything that I do today. God, I pray that everybody I come in contact with, Lord God, you would open up my mouth and speak through me. God, in those moments where I feel busted and disgusted, God, I pray that you would refocus my mind and refocus my thoughts. God, in those times where I feel like life has gotten overwhelming and I want to give up and I want to commit suicide, God, even before those moments come, will you walk with me? You may not know that they come, but because you're prepared, because you stretch out in your prayer life, when those situations and circumstances come, the way we react will be very different. We also need to stretch out after our workout because it helps reduce muscle fatigue. Your muscles are warm, and the level of blood circulation that's going on is even greater. Your heart rate is moving a little bit more constant. Your breathing level is going to be a little bit more regular. You're going to feel a little bit better. You're going to walk a little bit straighter. You're going to walk with a little bit more pep in your step because you stretched out. It's going to help your muscles to recover faster. Now, if any of you all have been one of those people who go to the gym and are overzealous, you know, for the first 24 to 48 hours, you're going to be sore. And part of the reason why that is because we don't spend enough time stretching after we leave the gym. Just like you spend 15 minutes on the front end, you probably need to spend about 15 to 20 minutes on the back end just stretching out your muscles from the rigor of the exercise that you've done while you're there. And the same in our spiritual life. Sometimes we will go through things that will knock us down, that will knock us over, that will try to run us over. But because we pray on the back end, God can rejuvenate us and God can refresh us and God can pick us back up and move us in the direction that we need to go in. It's not enough for you to pray on the back end. Really, you need to pray on the front end. You need to pray in the middle. You need to pray on the back end. And then you need to do it all over again. It's important that we stretch in our spiritual life. I tell you all the time, I praise God for this man of God right here. Y'all need to pray for your pastor because God is stretching him in his spiritual life. And as a result of God stretching him in his spiritual life, guess what's going to happen? God is going to stretch us in our spiritual life as well. The things that God has placed before us, the vision that God has placed before us, is something that we have never seen before. And if you don't think the haters have come out, if you don't think the haters have begun to question who God is, if you don't think the haters have begun to question, well, who are you to do anything? Wait to see what God is going to do. We've got to get to the point as a church where we're able to stretch in our prayer life so that when the haters come, when they begin to question what it is that God is doing, we can say that greater is the God that is within me than God that is in the world. And we're going to move forward, not of our own accord, but because of the vision that God has set in this place. Despite what you may believe, you're at the right time. And you're at the right place to see how God is going to manifest. We were at a point where we weren't sure if the church was going to be open. But the reality is that God is going to use this church to change and transform not only Gaithersburg, not only the state of Maryland, not only the United States, but God is going to use us to transform the world. Welcome to Prayers Gym. Y'all didn't think you were going to the gym today, did you? When you go home today, be like, yeah, I went to church, but I also went to the gym. It's important that we learn how to stretch because of what we've been through, but more importantly, where God is going to take us. The second thing I want to point out in our exercise program is cardio. Somebody say cardio. Now, I will openly admit, when I went to the gym the first day, I saw a machine that I used to work out on. I was like, oh, I'm good. You know, I'm going to get on there. And I was going, and I put my shirt over the machine, so I couldn't see the time. And I was like, oh, I know I've been on here at least 10 minutes. I know I've been on here at least 10 minutes. And I took my shirt off, and it was only 2 minutes into the workout. I was like, really? But what that said to me was, I can't start where I used to be. I got to start from the bottom. And so I had to end up going back to the treadmill and say, well, you know, I'm just going to walk. I may have to walk 20 minutes. You know, I may have to start out walking 10 minutes and work my way up so that my endurance will build up. And see, oftentimes in our prayer life, and this really begin, the manifestation of what I'm talking about really takes place when you begin to ask people to pray in public. Now, all of us supposedly are supposed to pray, right? All of us are supposed to have some type of prayer life. But when you ask people to pray in church, one of the first things they say is, oh, no, I can't do that. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. You know, I can't get all my these and thous and Lord, Father, God, and, you know, in the name of Jesus. I can't do all that, right? And so for those of you all who are in that position, what you're doing is you're looking at somebody else's prayer life and try to compare yourself to them. And see, what I quickly learned as I was in the gym and what I quickly learned about cardio is I have to start at my level. I got to work at my level so that I can work my spiritual endurance and I can work my muscular endurance and I can work my body endurance up to the point where God wants me to be. And so what I'm trying to say to you is you can't look around at what anybody else's prayer life looks like. You can't look at how I pray. You can't look at how Pastor Warner prays. You have to get your own prayer life. There's a deacon on Calvary, and I always just liked the way he prayed. And a lot of people actually judged him. But he would come up to the mic, and he would say, "Hello, God. This is blank." And he would talk to God like he was having a conversation. And I was like, wow, like, what? Really? When I first heard it, I was like, that's kind of basic. I judged him. Yeah, I judged him. But when I really began to develop in my prayer life, what I realized was the same relationship and the same communication that he had with God outside of the church, he was coming in the church to talk the same way. I'm not looking for you to say, Lord, Father, God, and in the name of Jesus, and bless his name. God, help. In situations and circumstances you may go through, you may not have time to bend, get on your hands and knees and bow your head. Sometimes you're going to go through situations and circumstances where all you can say is, Lord, help. You're going to go through situations and circumstances where sometimes all you can say is Jesus. And you know what? No matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what the interpretation is, God is powerful enough where he's able to interpret what it is that you need. Don't pay attention to what I'm doing in my prayer life. Get your own. Get your own. Tap your neighbor and say, get your own. Tap your neighbor on the other side and say, get your own. You got to start out where you are in your prayer life and in your spiritual life, and you have to work your way up. I used to work out at LA Fitness in Wheaton, and there was a guy. He used to, I don't know if any of you all know what a Pro Core is, but it's a stair step machine, and he used to be at the incline of 20, and he would do it for about an hour. And I used to watch him every day, and I was like, wow, I want to get to that level. You know, I want to get to that level where I can be at the ultimate level, and I can be at the highest level, and I can maintain my spiritual endurance. But what I realized is the more and more I worked out on the machine, the reason why he was able to get to that level was because he put his time in. He had to put some work in order to get to that level. He had to put some work in maybe at an incline of 5 or an incline of 7, you know, incline of 10, an incline of 15, until he got to the point where he was able to be and sustain at an incline of 20. And for us, we have to put the time in. You got to spend time daily in prayer. You got to spend time daily on your knees. You got to spend time daily in communication with God so that as your spiritual endurance builds up, that you're not frustrated and you're not disgusted at some of the stuff they used to disgust you. You're still tripping over petty stuff, and God is like, it's time for you to elevate. You're still tripping about what people say about you. You're still tripping over the fact that people remind you of where you used to be, and God is like, get over it. You're still in kindergarten spiritually, and you've been in school for 20 years. You operate like you in first grade, and God has been pouring into you like you're supposed to be in college. It is time in our prayer life that we step up our game. We don't have time for playing. We don't have time for those who are not ready to get in the game. People are dying every day. People's lives are being destroyed. The devil is killing folks left and right, and God is saying it's time out for playing. It's all about getting your head in the game. And so it's important that you work out your spiritual life and develop your endurance in your prayer, so that when situation and circumstances come your way, that you don't get discouraged, but you can lean and press and push into the Spirit of God in order to find the strength and the energy that you need to make it through. And the third part of the workout or exercise program is what we call muscle building. Somebody say muscle building. So I was always interested to go over in the free weight section of any gym. Because you always see these guys over there and they're, you know, in the mirror. And, you know, they got their tank top on and, you know, they doing the weights and, you know, looking at themselves and, you know, pressing the muscles. And some of them are making some unusual noises. And I'm just like, is it really that serious? You know, you may see a guy every once in a while, you know, kiss his muscle. I'm like, is it really that serious? But muscle building is an important part in our prayer life. Now, if just for those of you all who are interested, if you want to bulk up, like you want to like be like Brother Rob, you want to bulk up, then you do more weight with less repetition, right? So if you're one of those people who, you know, oh, I want to be cock diesel when I come out the gym, you know, you go in there, you may get 100 pounds, you know, do one or two, three, four or five lifts, and then you good, right? But if you like the majority of people and you want to tone up, right, I'm not looking to be diesel. I just want to tone up what I got. You know, I want to make what I got look a little bit more slim and trim. Then I need to do less weight with more repetition. You got it? If you want to bulk up, more weight, less repetition. If you want to slim up or trim up, you do less weight, more repetition. I'm going to give you a quiz at the end of the sermon, see if you're paying attention. But in our prayer life, we have to get to the point where we exercise our muscular endurance. Because if you keep living day to day, you're going to go through situations and circumstances where it seems like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. You're going to seem like, why do I feel so heavy? Why do I feel like it is? I'm carrying so much weight. And the great things about working out your muscular endurance is things that used to be heavy to you, as you build up your muscular endurance, are no longer as heavy as they used to be. Let me make that a little bit plain and come down to 8,200. The people who used to talk about you, When you were in the street, the people who used to talk about your family and what your mother or your father did, when you're a baby in Christ, when you're an adult in Christ, you just look at them and say, thank you, God bless you, I'm going to pray for you, right? I don't get as bothered by the foolishness of people when I start my workout versus when I get spiritually grown and I can say, you know what, it's all good, you still going to hate, you've been hating since I was a kid and you still hating today. Right? Am I in the right church? You've been in mess since I was born. Actually, since before I was born. And you're still in mess today. What does that say about you? That's why I pray, God, if you don't speak. The same issues that you had when you were 5 years old, you're still dealing with at 75. What does that say about your spiritual state? It's time to wake up. It's time to stop making excuses. God is calling us to a different place. God is requiring more of us, and it's time out for excuses. Some of y'all need to go home and throw away some of that weight. Some of y'all need to take out your cell phones and delete some of that weight. Some of y'all need to go in your cabinets and your videos and release some of that weight. Some of y'all need to go on the internet and release some of that weight on those websites that you go to. Some of y'all need to call up some people and be like, you know what? I can't sleep with you no more. You're a dead weight to me. And God wants to take me to a different place. And because you're a dead weight to me, and I'm trying to be all that God has calling me to be, I got to let you go. Some of y'all need to go to work tomorrow and look at some folks and be like, you know what? You gotten on my last nerve, but I thank God for you. You know why? Because every day I look at you, that reminds me that God is who he said he is. Because the more you get on my nerves, the closer I got to press into who God is. The more that I see you and the more that I get frustrated to you, the more I have to pray and ask God to help me. So I thank you. I thank you for being who you are because you're helping me to grow spiritually. Some of y'all children need to go to school tomorrow and tell some of your friends, you've kept me down long enough. You've acted up long enough. You've cussed and carried on long enough. I'm sorry. I can't be associated with you. Let me bring it even closer to home. Some of y'all need to go to your house and tell some of them folks in your house, you have cut up long enough. And you know what? I went to church today and I signed up for a gym membership. And God did some things within me and God moved some things within me and I am a new person. Yeah. I'm not going to take your foolishness no more. You're not going to call me out my name no more. You're not going to act a fool when I'm paying the bills in the house anymore. Come on, parents. You're not going to be a grown child in my house acting up and not paying no bills and think you're going to come in here whenever you want and do whatever you want. I'm under new management. Welcome to God's gym. I'm thankful we're at a church that has a gym attached to it. I'm thankful that we have a church that believes in stretching. I'm thankful that we have a church that believes in building up cardio. I'm thankful that we have a church where we have muscular building and muscular endurance going on. Because where God is taking us, it's going to require that we are physically fit. We can't get to the vision that God has for us and say, well, okay, now I'm going to start working out. You know, God is fulfilling the vision, right? God is bringing the vision to pass, and it's like, oh, well, I guess I better start working out. Like, they were really serious. The vision that pastor was talking about, the vision that Reverend Holden and the ministers Newman were talking about, they were like, oh, that's for real? Yeah, it's for real. God is placing a vision in his house. God is placing dreams in his house. God is using us to transform the world. That vision that we have, that mission statement that we have, is not by happenstance. But we are actually living up to that, and we're trying to live into the fullness of all that God has for us. And we would love nothing more than for you to be a part of our gym. We would love nothing more than for you to learn how to stretch with us. We would love nothing more than for you to learn how to build cardio endurance. We would love nothing more than for you to build up your muscle mass with us so that as we go out and change the world, as we go out and transform the world and love the community, as we build up our commitment to Christ, that you can be along for the journey. I'm excited about being in a church that understands what it means to work out. So some of our belt lines may get a little bit smaller. Some of us may be able to walk up the steps a little bit easier. Because at the end of the day, we value what God is calling us to do. We value tithing. We value studying the word. We value prayer. And the manifestation of that is how we live out in our various ministries. Not only those that are currently in existence, but those ministries that are going to be on the way. We thank God for all of the people whose lives will be changed and transformed. We thank God for all of the neighborhoods that will be changed and transformed as a result of what we do here. It starts here in this place. And so as you stand to your feet this morning, you may say to yourself, well, Reverend Holt, how do I get a membership to that gym? How do I become connected to that gym? And if you're asking that question, I'm so glad you're here. Because I want to introduce you to a man. He actually owns the gym. He doesn't charge any monthly fee. He doesn't charge a towel fee. He doesn't charge an annual fee. He doesn't charge any of that. All he asks is that you be open and willing to receive all the blessings that he has for you. And that man's name is Jesus. And if you don't have a personal relationship with that Jesus that we're talking about, I would love to introduce you to him. I would love to sign you up in a membership so that you can have access and privileges that we all have here in the body of Christ. The second invitation that I want to extend is for those of you all who may say, I met the man, great guy, but I don't have a place to plug into. I don't have a church home. I don't have a place where I can come and work out my spiritual salvation. And if you fall within that category, we would love to have you here. Pastor Warner would love to be your pastor. He would love in his quiet time to call out your name, to walk with you as you go throughout life. If you're looking for a church home today, we invite you to come. And the third invitation I want to extend is for those of you all who may say, well, Reverend Holt, I had a membership at another gym. Or I may have even had a membership at this gym, but I let my gym membership expire. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, it's time for me to get reconnected. It's time for me to begin to stretch again. It's time for me to begin to do my cardio again. It's time for me to begin to work on my muscular endurance so that I can be all that God has called and created me to be. If you fall within either of those three categories today, as the choir sing, we invite you to come. Is there one who will come? Amen. Is there another? Is there another who will come?